Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, the podcast that not only tells you about the latest medical news, but much more importantly, what it means to you, what you can do about it. Our order today, the medical findings similar to brain trauma is found in U.S. government personnel in Cuba reporting exposure to sensory phenomena. Remember those members of the State Department who have had neurologic problems? Well, it's real, and we'll tell you what it means and what to do about it and what you can do to prevent it. Wellness foreplay, how to avoid. We'll tell you about ultra-processed food that is linked to increased cancer. The Ad Omega segment, could cutting asparagus from your diet stop the spread of cancer? Or is this BS what we call bad science? Wellness foreplay, don't stop screening at calendar age 75 because the family history increases breast cancer risk by more than 50% in older women too. So don't let them stop screening you and doing mammograms just when you hit 74. Higher cancer-related experiences take a toll on the quality of life and the stress of raising a child by yourself. Single fathers are more likely to die early. Moms, we've known about a long time, but dads are even in more risk. Two drugs offer hope against a tough-to-treat prostate cancer. Well Beyond Wellness segment, scientists grow human eggs to full maturity in a lab. And we've identified, scientists have, not me personally, autism, bipolar, and schizophrenia, risks, they share genetic codes. Will we be able to edit them out, and should we be? And the Ad Omegas, here's why eating more slowly may help you lose next week. Our guest segment for 879, I'm sorry, was Dr. I can never pronounce his name, but let me try. It's Dr. Shir Sagar. Change your schedule, change your life. A remarkable segment. And 880, David Lyons, talking about everyday health and what to do with MS to build your body up. Let's go and take the first story. The people with persistent difficulties who were in Havana, in our, if you will, State Department offices in the, I think it's a consulate, it may be an embassy, but whatever it was, 21 of them developed serious neurologic problems. And they've now been examined in a series of studies to look at what actually happened. And when you look at their MRIs, their scans of their brain, it looks like they've had trauma as if they were football players, but they didn't have trauma. What they did develop is persistent sleep disturbances, visual double vision, cognitive difficulties, headache, balance problems, auditory symptoms, and balance problems. And the interesting thing is all these have been confirmed by physical examination. It would be unlikely for all, if you will, 21 to be working together, if you will, in a crazy, if you will, scheme or plot. It looks like this is real. And what does that mean? It means that somehow the noise or the whatever was occurring in Havana was able to do this to them. They are recovering. Almost all of them have shown some recovery, some complete recovery, but some not so much. And so that's a real problem. What is it? And it seems like it was auditory. They heard harsh noises. When our own embassy personnel looked at it, they found that there were noise, that is sound waves in both the audit, in both the, if you will, hearing and non-hearing range. Could this have been done by ultrasound? Yeah, but it takes really focused ultrasound to be able to do this. It wasn't shown that it was in the building. So what is going on? Could it be that noise trauma working through your auditory nerve and the vestibular apparatus in your ear is causing balance and hearing problems and focusing problems? All those things work through your normal hearing apparatus and distorting it enough so that you have neurologic problems and balance problems and can't think and can't focus? And the answer is yes. What do you do about it? Well, earlier you've got to wear noise-canceling headphones and sound-canceling headphones, and it may be that we need special equipment when this is tried. But this is, if you will, very dangerous, and we don't know fully how to detect it or how much we need to detect it and prevent against it. So this is a story still to unfold. Stay tuned. Ultra-processed food is now linked to cancer. You know, that's the kind of food like you get a nugget that has no resemblance to a chicken other than it's white inside. Every 10% increase in consumption of that type of ultra-processed food increases your risk of cancer 12%. So it's more than double your risk of cancer if you eat a lot of it. What's the message? Don't eat highly processed food. Eat foods like fruits and vegetables. And that goes with the next story about asparagus. This is a story in a very good journal, Nature, which doesn't publish things casually. So this is a serious study in a lot of in one species, but with a lot of tries of different asparagine-containing foods. And believe it or not, asparagine is not just in asparagus, but it's in beef and liver and chicken, even some fish. What foods isn't it in? Well, usually it's not in fruits and vegetables except for asparagus. So any other fruit and vegetable is fine. What do we know about it? Well, we know that it is dangerous for you if you're a mouse. So what it does for mice is it causes cancer to spread much quickly, more quickly. It breaks down. Normally, we have barriers that stop the cancer cells from replicating and that stop them from impinging on other cells. That's one of our normal defenses that slows cancer growth. Well, guess what? It knocks that out, asparagine, at least in mice. Will it do it in you? We don't know. Until then, what do I advise people with cancer is eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, mainly fruits and vegetables. That's the good thing to, in fact, do. The next story is, and what do I, my wife asked me, should I stop eating asparagus? And you can't not eat foods with asparagine because a lot of foods have it in it. So eat more fruits and vegetables is the thing to do. Pre-cancer, at least, and with cancer. All of us have cancer cells, of course, and that's what our immune system roots out every day. So hopefully you will avoid that.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the cycling IQ or running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/ownersmanual or mention the promo code ownersmanual when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/ownersmanual. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
What about a family history of breast cancer? Well, This is interesting that people now, the U.S. Preventive Service only advises screening from 50 to 74. But in this study of people who are 65 to 74 and had a family history, 48% more likely to develop breast cancer for women 75 and older with a family history. Again, a 44% increase in risk. So if you've got a family history of breast cancer or pancreatic cancer in your husband, or you're high risk with a BRCA gene or one of the genes, go ahead and keep getting screened. Insist on it. And have your doctor protest if you're not, and if your insurance or Medicare provider denies it, cite this article, and you can get the article. It's, if you will, you can write me at ageprooflife@gmail.com. The website, of course, is ageproof.life. Instead of a .com, it's a .life. And send a note there, and we'll send you that article if there someone is denying your screening. Well Beyond Wellness, cancer-related expenses. You know, the drugs are getting more expensive, and people are spending more of their income and their savings on getting treated for cancer. There are 18 million cancer survivors in the U.S. That's a great thing that they've survived cancer, but it's a bad thing if they are broke because of it. And about 10% in this article of people develop real financial hardship. So there is a group looking at how they can ameliorate or reduce this problem. This is out of the Duke Cancer Institute in Durham, North Carolina. They're working strongly to figure out a way across all nations of decreasing the problem. So if you want to find more information about this, it is the Duke Cancer Institute in Durham, North Carolina. Single fathers are more likely to die early. We've known that mothers are about a 10% increase in risk. I didn't realize how many single fathers there are. It's 2.6%. It's 10% of all children are raised by a father, and it's 2.6 million households in the United States. More, and obviously this study was done in Canada, but they found that the father's life expectancy and even rate of dementia, if they were single fathers, is much higher than if they were single and not married and no children, and much, much higher, 50% faster development of dementia if they were single dads compared to dads who were married. Next, so what do you do about that? I guess what it means is they assume that the risk is due to the stress the dad has and the lack of support, but that may not be enough answer. There are two new drugs for tough-to-treat prostate cancer that hasn't spread yet. We don't know where this will come out, so I'm just saying that if you develop prostate cancer or an increased PSA, or your doc says it, talk to him about the new drugs and whether you should be on them, and then discuss your risk with another physician, get a second opinion. Autism, bipolar disease, and schizophrenia share genetic similarities, and we're now able to grow eggs from the earliest stage in women who are harvested eggs, if you will, to maturity. This is not the same as babies to maturity or fetuses to maturity. This is the egg. That part of it is able to mature, which means during that process, maybe you could do editing of abnormal genes if you knew which ones. That's the scary part. Autism, bipolar, and schizophrenia. Would you edit them out if you knew you had it? And we've got to find out more about that. That's some of the early data. The last story we're going to talk about is, in fact, that this data from Dr. Shir Sagar, who is the our guest at on 879B, is Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life, a very important interview about how your chronobiology, your genes that cover how your natural daily rhythm occurs, are really important in determining what your life is like and how to have a higher quality of life with less disease. Our guest today, Donald Lyons, will be talking about David Lyons will be talking about everyday health and fitness in patients with MS and how you can overcome the MS neurologic deficit by regrowing new pathways with fitness. That is David Lyons, MSFitnessChallenge.com. Thanks very much for listening. Ben, for great engineering. We'll be back next week with a new news of the week, top medical news, and especially what it means to you. Thanks very much for downloading us and hopefully rating us.